WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. Marching in the streets of downtown Detroit. Members of the United Auto Workers Union on strike, but not all off the job. Staggering walkouts at specific factories of all of the big three Detroit car makers. As a result, says Ford, it is laying off 600 employees at its Michigan assembly plant. Former President Trump on social media again attacking Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's asking a federal judge in Washington to impose a narrowly tailored gag order on Mr. Trump, seeking to stop public statements Smith believes could prejudice potential jurors in the federal election interference case. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
If the court issues the protective order as requested, prosecutors could have an uphill battle on appeal to the extent the order bans disparaging or inflammatory statements. Those are pretty broad and arguably vague terms, and they might not pass constitutional muster.
White House seeking from Congress more money for Ukraine. This is ABC News. Defending a plan to free Americans wrongfully held captive in Iran by transferring several billions in Iran's money, frozen and held in international banks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington.
In this specific instance, the resources in question, Iran's own money that it had accumulated as a result of selling oil at the time. Legally and lawfully.
The Secretary of State, some of Iran's frozen money would be transferred from an overseas bank to another bank in Qatar to be drawn out only for food, housing help, and other non-military needs. Today marks 60 years since Ku Klux Klan members bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, just 2 weeks after Reverend Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech in Washington. The church holding a commemorative service to honor the lives of the four little girls who died in the bombing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin will receive federal grant funding dedicated to tree planting initiatives in the state. According to a C. Hafer News report, the city of Milwaukee will receive $12 million for planting and maintenance of trees in economically disadvantaged communities. Dane County will receive $1.5 million in funding for tree planting and maintenance and to establish a youth tree crew. The United States Forest Service hopes to use the program to purify the air and mitigate heat during the summer months. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday in Milwaukee and Madison. Abortion services have been suspended in Wisconsin since last year's U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision, which overturned the 1973 ruling in Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's decision is based on a Dane County judge's ruling in July that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not cover voluntary abortions. Planned Parenthood began taking appointments again this week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If you're ready to welcome fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'mores station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at amoryfallfestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Time to get real, live from Solidarity Realty Studio, downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the pizza box, yeah. 7 to 8 tonight means you're tuned in to Mad Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, or you're on one of the numerous apps. What is it? TuneIn, of course, Civic Media app, Google, Apple Podcasts. Man, we're out there. They're listening in Mars. Wait a minute, I'm going to turn this up. Now, can I hear myself better? See, we're talking about losing. Anyway, man, we have to strike while the iron is hot and topple that fascist corporate ruling class. Oh, yes. I stand with the UAW. And if you don't think that's a big deal, these guys don't like losing money. Not at all, right? The big three, I think it's what, over 13,000 something employees. And I do remember, I vaguely remember when one of them closed down and I believe moved down to, wasn't it like South Carolina, and paid people like $17 an hour. And they thought that was a big deal down there for building cars. And I remember, now you got to think all the way back to when they started union bashing, you know, everybody's like, oh, these guys make a good living. You know, they make too much money. We've even had CJ call in and complain about the money people make of the job that he used to have. And I would agree with him that, yeah, you were the guy that probably didn't deserve the wage you were getting. You know, when you don't support the other guys that you work with or the union that tries to fight for your rights, man, you're working rights. Look, I remember working in some factories and manufacturing, and where, you know, the guy that owned the place or the, you know, the big chief, he made like, you know, 8 to 10 times what the average wage was. And people didn't mind because, heck yeah, these guys, you know, you work there. This was at a time when everybody, you know, hey, you got to either get a degree or, hey, if you don't want to go to college, man, learn one of the skilled trades, right? Learn a skilled trade. You can buy a house. And some of you guys know that those guys are your neighbors now. Those guys that worked hard themselves to try and get a pension, or they worked in you know, the public sector, whether it was street department, this and that. And now they don't support the people that are doing the job, same jobs they had. It blows me away. Yeah, so now, anyway, let that same boss, when comparison, you know, 325, 345, 300, 400 times what their employees are making. That's obscene, right? That's immoral. It's unethical. And then the arrogance of these guys. I saw this one guy. I don't know what country they said he was from, but obviously he was one of the people at the top of wherever he was. What's his name again? Where does he live? That's what the Trump guys do. Wow, crazy. So anyway, this guy's like, we need higher unemployment, preferably like 40 to 50%, because then they'll just rake in more money. And so anyway, he says, we need to remind these people that they work for us, not the other way around. Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how many cars you guys build the next couple of weeks, hey? Because, you know, you look at the housing market, and I know right now I'm going through it. You know, oh my God, the panic of where can I go find a house that, you know, first of all, is in good enough shape to try and then to try and get it while there's other people out there trying to get a place. And there's a lot of them going up. But not all of them are you know, just because it's a like a starter home, it doesn't mean it's a good investment. So we're going through the same kind of housing, you know, boom and bust that only people that are involved in the business are like, this is even worse than, you know, the last time we went through this. So I'm just sitting on a bubble right now. We already got a caller, so I'm going to, let me see if I can find my mouse here. There we go. Going to Jim in Appleton. How's it going, man?
Going pretty good, Mike. How you doing? It's sure great to hear your voice.
It sure is great to hear yours, Jim, so I don't have to listen just mine or, you know, nice guy Nate that, you know, runs everything for us so that we can do this show.
Yeah, well, I'm the same age as you within a couple of months. I never had the privilege of being in a union, but I sure do appreciate them, and I have been appreciating them for a long time. There was a country, I believe it was Japan, that had a law on the books, I don't know if it's still there, where the top executives could not make more than 400 times what the lowest paid employee did. These guys aren't up at the hundreds, they're up at the thousands of times of what the people on the floor are making.
Yes, and here's Jim, right. Jim, here's one of the comments I was going to make tonight. All kinds of people around this world support non-living wages for people. They support that idea. They're always like, well, you should have done this, you should have done that, whatever. And they also support just a few people living beyond our means. Just an enormous amount of income, but they don't support a living wage for people. That's socialism, see? You know, yeah, let them rob the people. Well, you know, the fascist corporatism is come home to roost.
No, socialism is bailing out the banks.
Right.
Bailing out the corporations when they get stupid. No, here, we'll throw you a couple of billion dollars to fix your problem. And where does that money always go? To the top two or three people in the corporation.
Not to mention tax cuts for the wealthiest.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
PPP loans that they didn't have to repay in 6-7 months time, but at the expense of the people, and they won't even allow people with $20,000 to $40,000 of predatory loan, you know, just interest and stuff. They haven't even get to the principal yet over all these years. That doesn't come out of the people's pockets. That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
I have more than a couple of friends that have student loan debt that have done the calculations, and they've paid back 1.5 times what they took out.
Yep.
But they still owe more than what they originally took out. That's wrong.
It is. And it's wrong, Jim, to get cancer like I did, to have that forgiven, which they finally did after all these years and realized, hey, this guy, he's... Gee, thanks. But that only became of the, you know, the Democrats. That isn't Republicans allowing anything like that. That's through two different programs that realize, you know, the guy's not going to make the money to be able to live if he's got to pay off this stupid stuff here. And I didn't even get my degree. Thanks a lot, man. Anything else, Jim?
No, other than it's a pleasure to hear your voice, and I sure enjoy talking to you, Mike.
I do too, man. And we'll see you on other social media as well. Talk to you later. Yeah. Okay, so this nonsense of we need to be reminded. Where is this guy coming from? And then that leads me to poor Mitt, the man that offshored manufacturing labor at a time, you know, he just helped destroy the middle class economy, right? That's why Romney Ryan, the great white nope. Poor guy. Let's never forget that. He's a Republican, right? And they all do the same thing. They, by the way, 844-967-2789. Just stop myself from saying something maybe I didn't want to say. The Republicans today are just, you know, holding the country hostage, right? Threatening to not, you know, shut it down, no budget, right? Then you got, you know, Tuberville, the potato head, stopping military appointments that put our country at risk militarily of the safety of this country by one clown senator. Oh, because he can, see? It's not for valid reasons. These people are whack, man. This is whack. They're not for fair elections, and they're into defying truth, justice, and democracy. I'm not feeling too good about this next round here. How about you, Nate? What do you think? You know, are you excited about Biden versus Trump?
No, not at all. I have no desire to see those two run against each other again.
But why, Nate? Tell me. Could you give me?
We already saw this whole thing just play out. It wasn't that long ago, and I did not have particularly strong, you know, desire for either of them.
Well, don't you have, like, aren't you entertained by how the national media is playing this so that it's, you know, we're down to Trump versus Biden, right? Because they're all paid by the billionaires that own these guys.
It was always going to be Trump versus Biden. From the day that Biden took office, it was going to be Trump versus Biden 2024. It was the same story, and nothing was going to change that. None of these, I don't understand why any of these people on the Republican side are thinking that they can go up against Trump, and the Democrats won't let anyone on their side to run against Biden.
I know why. Get ready for the Civil War, boy. Yeah? That worked out pretty good the last time, too, for you guys. And this is the thing that just blows my mind. It never works out for anybody. So, yeah, no, I can't even. Look, I'll turn on CNN. And I turn on MSNBC. And I'll turn it to those people that call all truth and science a hoax. And after like 10 minutes... That's it, man. That's it for me. This is nonsense. None of it is talking about any kind of solutions or real truth, you know, unchallenged nonsense. And the way the media is running this, I got to warn people, man, it's starting to look like you guys want Trump to win here, don't you? Mm-hmm. This is not really a thing about age for me. But Biden is old, okay? When I mean old, I mean tired. And, you know, it's time, you know, a lot of these people, it's time. It's time for younger people. But not Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about her a little bit later.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 69. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 68. 71 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Being fooled again, see, and this is what's happening to these, like, these Republican senators, man. We're reliving history right now. Any of them that was willing to do anything about Trump was frightened off by the rest of them saying, are you kidding me? Do you know what's going to happen to your families if you do this? This is straight up out of the Nazi handbook. And watching Wisconsin and D.C. at the same time, which, you know, I warned people, man. I said, this is insane, 2011-12. Hundreds of thousands, whatever, in Wisconsin knew that this was like, wow, this is it. You're dismantling democracy. Wish I still had that T-shirt. One bill at a time. Because that's what they did. And if they couldn't do it legally, they changed the laws and made it, like, retroactive, even though they shouldn't have been able to do that. And now today, they're trying to impeach, impede, block, obstruct anything getting done. That's the will of the people right now. It's like these elections weren't really that close. All the presidential thing because of the electoral votes and giving all these hill jacks as much, you know, weight as educated communities and metropolises that are always beat down on by people. Oh, the violence there. Still, I've been around a while, and the most violent people I've ever encountered are from my crowd, my race, especially white guys. I mean, specifically white guys. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ruling class. But, you know, that, and here's the thing, you know, these guys are so racist, right? And yet they're willing to support, you know, people that run in their party that people of color. They love those people. Anybody that's willing to stand up and tamp down their culture and help us to just turn this into just the white power thing, white nationalism, whatever, white supremacy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. I've never felt that I was supreme over any other race or culture because of being this white, one language kind of talking guy, right? It just blows me away. You know, people come here from all over the place, and after being here like 3 to 6 months, they know English. And actually, they actually know it probably better than me. I mean, they know diction and enunciation, meaning. Compared to us, It blows me away. I wish I could have learned, you know, other languages. But I grew up you know, the way this country tried to force people to grow up to support that, just that one monoculture, man. 844-967-2789. If you don't feel like I do, you probably won't call in. That's all right. And if you do, or if you don't feel like I do, call in anyway. I feel like kicking the crap out of somebody tonight, man. It is stressed out. You know, I meant that metaphorically, of course, because I'm not inviting anybody to fight me in the studio or even on the street. But oh, on the phone, yeah, or on Facebook, just dance. How are they able to do this to people? To get them to work against themselves and just destroy the planet, destroy humanity, democracy, hell, that's gone. I knew this was coming. I warned people. And the sad part is it took both parties to beat down the people's movement that started back in 2015 and 16 to turn this country around and start using those tax dollars we put in on the people. Oh my God, that's socialism. I love watching these tapes that call it, let's call them bananas instead of socialism. You know, socialism is, again, responsible for your public schools, your hospitals, your street departments, your fire departments, your police departments. The American dream where, you know, the security was based on, you know, everybody felt comfortable living next to everybody. Oh, that, my friends, has long departed. And then, you know, but it's easy. It's easy to know who the bad guys are. Because they self-identify themselves. And I no longer do that. I don't put any bumper stickers or fists or anything on my cars. All right. I still ride with the Bernie Sanders for Prez little thing that I painted at Scott Walker's little ice cream social. Of course, they failed to show up there. I think Tonette was going to be there. And then when we showed up outside protesting and then put our signs down to go in and paint new signs and stuff inside, get some free ice cream. L.A. Tom, I see you there, man. If you don't mind, we'll hold you through the break because there's only, like a minute left or so, and I don't want to. I'm sure you got some things to say. Yes, would I lie to you? No, of course not. But then again, you know, you guys have been lied to so much, you don't know the difference. It's propaganda over truth. That's how they're doing it. And the TV's helping them do it. And a lot of the corporate radio, not this station. Everybody should be listening to this. It's kind of like watching the movie They Live, where I got like the contact lenses. And oh my God, you know. They're the sunglasses. Those hurt. So then they kind of went up to the, yeah. But blind people, they knew what was going on better. The blind preacher. He could feel what was coming. I'm not feeling very good about any of this. And the debate now is, you know, over. Man, you watch all those DNC crowd coming on there and mocking us again over, you know, run with Biden. I don't think he should. I think somebody else should. We'll find out from L.A. Tom when we come back what he thinks.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Marching in the streets of downtown Detroit. Members of the United Auto Workers Union on strike, but not all off the job. Staggering walkouts at specific factories of all of the big three Detroit car makers. As a result, says Ford, it is laying off 600 employees at its Michigan assembly plant. Former President Trump on social media again attacking Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's asking a federal judge in Washington to impose a narrowly tailored gag order on Mr. Trump, seeking to stop public statements Smith believes could prejudice potential jurors in the federal election interference case. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
If the court issues the protective order as requested, prosecutors could have an uphill battle on appeal to the extent the order bans disparaging or inflammatory statements. Those are pretty broad and arguably vague terms, and they might not pass constitutional muster.
White House seeking from Congress more money for Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin man will serve 16 years in prison after being sentenced for child sex crimes in four counties. Roger Hadamer Jr. of Loyal, Wisconsin faced charges in Rusk County, Clark County, Chippewa County, and Taylor County and was sentenced to a total of 16 years in prison after the consolidation of the charges. All of the charges involve the same victim. This week, Hadamer Jr. was sentenced to 14 years in prison, but the sentence will run concurrently to a 16-year sentence from the Rusk County case. The Barron County Sheriff's Office has announced two arrests in connection with the theft and damage of more than $300,000 worth of equipment and items from the area. 27-year-old Draven Mers of New Auburn and 34-year-old Lee LaFevers of Cameron were arrested on Tuesday after law enforcement responded to a report of a burglary in progress. The suspects are being held at the Barron County Jail and are awaiting formal charges. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This reminds me of Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Go to jeffsguitar.com and you can see all those, you know, sick guitar needs, brand new guitars, music lessons, and of course, gift certificates, man. Check it out. Yeah, he's strong enough to be your man. Listen, if you don't know what corporate fascism is, you don't know who Nancy Pelosi is. If you see senators, you know, Democratic Chuck Schumer and what is that guy, the Senator Mike Braun, is it? Come out together and buddy-buddy up and talk, well, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You just put your arm around a Nazi. That's corporate fascism. You see what I mean? When they meet in the middle, when they always say we got to meet in the middle, that's where the fascists meet, right in the middle. And so many of you clowns out there, you don't get it. You don't even know who your enemy is. As a friend of mine says, sometimes the enemy of thine enemy is still thine enemy. That's why when you run Hillary Clinton, when you could win an election over the corporate fascist run Trump, who's also just, I mean, Jesus Christ, people. What is wrong with you, man? I got to stop for a second. L.A. Tom, I think it's your turn.
What's going on, Michael? First off, we the people ultimately are the government. So we must never forget that. Second, I have to push back a little bit because I think we need to start talking about some of the accomplishments that Joe Biden has done. And I think we have to also start talking about the fact that, like, the strikes would not be happening right now if this was under a Trump watch.
Oh, no, you're, absolutely. No comparison, Tom. And I agree with you on what Biden's done. But moving forward, what they told us when we said we need progressiveness, they said it's the right time for Joe Biden. It's the right time and the right place. Well, now right time and place for somebody to move us forward from what he's done with what he had to work with. Absolutely. But the problem has always been, it's a Congress and Senate that's filled with millionaires and billionaires or working for the billionaire class being politics. Yeah, it just sucks.
Citizens United. Yep. Citizens United. Not enough people know what Citizens United is. And not enough people know the difference between private and public and how the Republicans and some Democrats want to privatize everything so they can just make a profit, rather than being for the social good of all of us, since we are the ones that pay the taxes. You would think the return on investment, any smart business person would realize that you put money in, you should be getting money back. And instead, we're giving it to the military industrial complex. But, you know, that just brings me back to the fact of why it is that Democrats don't actually look at the legacy of where they came from with FDR, and why it is that they don't say that they're FDR Democrats. And why is it that they don't start reintroducing the people to the fact that Social Security came about because of Franklin Delano Roosevelt? The WPA system, actually explain what it is and actually fall back onto the roots of, FDR and finish the job that he talked about, having Medicare for all, having, child care for all, some of the things that some of the European countries do. We just shoot ourselves and we just basically take our head and just hit it against a wall over and over and over again, rather than saying, okay, instead of them saying, oh, you paid too much in taxes, how about what are you getting for your tax dollars? What are you actually getting in terms of return on investment on your tax dollars? If you're driving on pothole roads all over the place or Scott holes, then basically what you're not getting your money back from what it is that you're putting in. So that's where people should be getting upset and be putting the pressure on their Congress people, because they work for us, to be saying, where is my return on investment? Where is my money from this? I don't know. I just think that one thing we got to be careful what we don't do is, unfortunately, in this country, we do have a two-party system. It sucks. I hate it. I was a Bernie supporter. You know that. But we are a two-party system. And the thing is, if we bring any other people in, that could potentially screw it. We could end up with a real hardcore fascist.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
I also believe, Mike, that, when they say bipartisan, it just means that both parties are bought off by the same donor.
Absolutely.
That's my definition of bipartisan. American people, you all got to get along, blah, blah, blah. How about standing for something? How about actually believing in what it is that you say, stand for it, and, don't vote for things that are not in your benefit. So anyway, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, it's so hard to do that when the corporate-controlled media doesn't talk about any of the stuff that we talk about, right? And
absolutely.
And when you do have
dollars are coming for advertising.
Look, poverty went up, Tom, from 5% to 7% or 12%. And you look at the two states that were like the worst, you know, and their senators, you know, Joe Manchin and Yertle the Turtle, Mitch McConnell, you know, and there's another, I mean, I was talking to Nate, you know, what is old? Old is when you can't function anymore. It's not really what your age is. Okay. And that's what really has got me over the top on this is because, you know, I look at Joe Biden and I know that man doesn't have a lot of years left. This is coming from a guy who might not have a lot left either. But the energy fades as we get older. And I'd rather have him just like, you know, enjoy what you did, man. We can't with the media running this right now. They're trying to defeat Joe Biden in a re-election campaign. They're helping to do it. This is like entertainment for them.
Of course, because I remember years ago when Al Gore was running, he had said, look, if George War Criminal Bush becomes, he didn't say war criminal at that time, but George War Criminal Bush becomes president, you're going to see a lot more pharmaceutical ads. You're going to see a lot more oil ads. And it's like, lo and behold, that's all you see on TV now is pharmaceutical ads after pharmaceutical ads. They're no longer called soap ads. It's all drug ads. And the thing is, the media is so bad because the corporate media is so bad because of the fact that they know that they get their money from advertising from the donors that buy the politicians. And why people don't understand that all you have to do is follow the money. All you have to do is look and see where the money is going, even though we can't so much because of 501c3s. But the thing is, we have got to figure this out. And we have got to figure out who is actually working in the best interest of we the people. After all, it is our government, or it's supposed to be, because of Citizens United and Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti, making corporations people and making it so we could have unlimited funds and campaigns. You know, those things are what have added to our distrust. Those are the things that have added to nobody believing in we the people government. And thank you, St. Ronald Reagan, for that fact, because he was such a POS. But I understand, and I was happy to hear Bernie today back out on the stump or whatever, you know, yelling or in favor of the unions. I was happy to hear Joe Biden today on the union thing as well, because we need unions back in this country. And we need, you know, higher wages for people. We need childcare for all. In fact, part of the reason why the 2% went or 2 percentage point more in poverty is because they took away the child tax care credit, which was the thing that was actually giving people a little bit of relief, and also the money that was coming in from COVID.
Hey, Tom, I hate to interrupt you, but it almost sounds like we need Bernie again, since he's the FDR guy that can get them.
You know I would love that.
And you know that he supports Biden at this point, right? Because, you know, he already knows.
Exactly.
Look, it's disaster to run a primary, but it wouldn't be as disastrous if we all decided that, you know, somebody, you know, and I still like Gavin Newsom out there going against Trump, if you really want to be honest with me. I mean, but just about anybody could. But someone like that who's shown, I mean, if people don't know the things that happen out there, L.A., Tom, that happen in your state because you have a governor instead of a dumbass, they aren't paying attention.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, there is talk about the fact that Newsom might actually step in as vice president.
There you have it. Now I feel better. There's my insurance policy in case something happened, were to happen. And nothing against Kamala Harris, but I just did. That is not presidential. She's not a presidential candidate. I don't even have to apologize for that, man. For one thing, I really don't like. I don't trust prosecuting attorneys that have elevated themselves into positions to, you know, retire with a good pension and everything, and after they helped imprison people that I've fought for to try and get fair wages and to get the same rights as white people and everything else. So I'm tired of that. And I know that I got to tell you, Tom, that the Poor People's Campaign is going to be in Madison Sunday night doing a vigil for all the people that are going to lose their Medicare because, you know, the surplus that we have in this state, Republicans want to just give it back to rich people.
Yeah, Robin Voss, he's a winner, that's for sure.
He's a fascist prick, and everybody knows it. But when you got gerrymandering, Tom, and see, that's why we can't have the Supreme Court justice in, because if she does, there'll be fair maps in the state. It isn't like she's going to make unfair maps. We're going to try to take back the damage that Republicans and Scott Walker's administration did that we knew would take decades to fix. And you know what? At a time when the planet is at risk, it might be a little too late, folks.
You're absolutely correct, Michael.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Good talking to you, man.
Yeah, you bet. Keep listening and calling. It's true. People don't, you know, they don't know the truth about a lot of this stuff. And they want to identify as a Democrat or Republican, and we just don't have the representation, people, in the numbers that we voted in all across the country. And, you know, I can't quite understand to this day, you know, why would people support Donald Trump? You know, impeaching and investigating Biden, you know, right down to his grandkids' trust funds. And I'm like, you know, hey, that sounds like a really good idea for everybody that's in the Congress and the Senate. Whichever one of you clowns that mentioned that, I think we should check into your stuff. Sniff around, huh? Get in your ass. What do you think? You know, that's what Nazism does, people. You know, I can turn into a really nasty guy, too, to defend my grandbabies. I'm absolutely incensed by the direction that we keep going on an everyday basis, man. And by the hour, you know what I mean? By the hour. And I think that's given, you know, like, I shouldn't be feeling as good as I feel, but I feel like I'm in for like a long battle, you know, where I'm going to win and I'm not going to get tired. I'm surviving it again. Trying to survive this damn cancer second time. And I'm winning. And that's because of science and my Medicare that I have. Yeah, why shouldn't everybody get that? I know a lot of you guys think I'm a scumbag out there, but you know what? I got my Medicare, man. I worked for that. I worked for my check. And I worked part-time to make up the difference on the other stuff. But yeah. My dreams have been dashed. The dreams that I had for, you know, my son and his family and everybody else on this planet and all the animals. You know, I got a mourning dove out in my mom and dad's tree that the baby now is sticking out like this. And she trusts me enough to get close. I'm going to take a picture of it. I don't want, you know, you don't want to interfere, but I talk to her all the time. And I see I got Amy from Watertown. We'll pick you up on the other side because I think we're down to the last segment, right? Don't let the Republicans and the corporate fascists that are intertwined in our democratic process and in a Democratic Party destroy your dreams.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 69. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 45. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 68. 71 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Listen to where your tax dollars are going. You know, listen to this. Tanks. Bombs. I feel bad for the guys that are fighting and dying, but think of... all the buildings with kids and old people. It doesn't hurt you guys. You'd rather see... I don't know what percentage. It's the largest percentage of our tax dollars doesn't go to protecting this nation and democracy. It goes to destroying everybody for their resources, no matter who it is. Like, you know, and Putin ganging up with everybody else and military items being sold here. That's not good for anybody, man. There's no way to win that. Whether you're supporting Ukraine or whether you're supporting Russia, diplomacy is the only way. You can't force Putin to do anything, but you could sit down and say, man, let's not do this. Let's not destroy the world. Let's find a different way. And it doesn't mean you get to take over our country. And there we go to what conservatism versus liberalism or progressivism or socialism, if you must, is about all the resources, all these God-given resources put on this planet meant for all of us to share and not be owned. Conservatism serves a few at the expense of all of us. And the other way around means, well, you know, everybody's happy except for the guys that wanted to ruin the damn world. And with that, I'm going to Amy in Watertown.
Enjoy your morning, Doves. I had wonderful morning doves around, and then Scott Fitzgerald put an end to that.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sad because, you know, if I have to move, and, you know, I'm still up in the air. On anyway, the hummingbird that used to be scared of me now flies to, like, the kitchen window. Like, you know, I think you should change. You know, it's been in there. You know, the bees are in there, and it's getting a little sour. And they're not nervous by me, and neither is that morning dove. It's crazy. But they see me putting food and water out, and they start singing. So, yeah. What do you got for me?
You must have a gentle soul. Well, I didn't talk union, but then, and I don't want to talk Biden, but I will say that I think he's so perfect for this time because you need somebody with the decades of experience he's got to deal with the total bleepy bleepy mess of people. And, you know, and he's pulled a lot of stuff off, which, you know.
Well, here, and let me just stop you for just a second. The problem with it all is that we're not allowing any other choices or, you know, options or anything when we do this two-party thing. We're it's either this or it's either that. And I'm not disappointed with what Biden's done. Well, okay, you know, you can look at that some of the things that he's done that there was nothing he could do about it. Okay, so you can't pin it on him. But also at the same time, you know, I wish he would have You know, why don't they just get rid of Joe Manchin? He's a goddamn Republican. You know, he does nothing for poor people. And
well, it's so complicated. It's not.
They make it complicated, Amy.
Because that's why Obama was not able to do what he could have done because he didn't have the experience of dealing with the craziness of college-based statesmanship. I mean, when you say, oh, you know, career politician, whatever, but okay, whatever. What I wanted to share with you was I wasted an hour or so today when I wanted to see John Fetterman do which I think was, and it was described in news sources as pretty much appropriate response to, oh my God, you know, there's a big guy going, oh my God, you know, they're going to impeach Biden, you know, because it is insane and he did this. But what was interesting was on the Fox News site, which I was first led to, they described it as being odd behavior and talked about it along the lines that were making his mental health suspect, which was like, yeah, leave it to them.
No, I'm tired of leaving it to them. I want to leave it to us, Amy. And we haven't had that. And you know what? They chose me as a representative from Fight for 15 to meet President Obama. Okay. And I'm not saying he didn't do a knockout job, man. This world where we're at right now needs action. He needs action. And there was a point where we could have done something, but not with all the corporate Democrats in there blocking the way. And you know, we know damn well if we would have had a Bernie Sanders administration, not just once, but twice, where do you think we'd be right now?
And he probably would have been able to maneuver it all probably as well as Biden. But Biden is, you know, he is getting out there more and bragging about the stuff and everything and making people aware. But he's fighting a media that does not want, that wants him to be on an equal status. So they have their fight, their, you know, even play, and lots of people watching the news stuff, you know, instead of saying like, nobody wants Trump. You know, if they said nobody wants Trump, then people wouldn't tune in and watch the 50-50 fight, you know. But he has been doing stuff that I've been amazed at, that he's gotten away with fooling these people, because they sure have been. I mean, they think they win and have gotten something where really then later it turns out, well, guess what? That's going to end. And, you know, they're going to get screwed by that because Biden said, OK, we'll do this. You know, things like that are, in a way, pretty masterful, which I don't think anything's going to get done until there's big changes. But right now there's not big changes, but Biden's there and he's done some stuff that has really surprised me.
Well, I thank you for your opinion, Amy, and I respect it. But I've been spending just a lot of time with people that are younger, way younger than me. And they're not inspired by this. And there's a reason. You know, they're not stupid, for crying out loud. The people that are stupid are the ones that don't understand these young people are okay with the new cultures of the world, whatever they may be. And I have to disagree with people, because we need action now. And this planet is like, it's on fire, people. It's melting and it's on fire. And all these things are simple. There's no having to do anything. You just have to use science, and you have to use truth and justice and equality. And we'll talk about it again next week right here, Mad Radio 92.7, 1580 AM. And I'll get some more stuff to back me up. Civic Media Radio, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm